Okay, 92, it's late. 92, middle of the page. Okay, last thing now, the Rebbe was explaining that when a person does a mitzvah, then they reveal the kedusha of, there's a level of atar, there's a level of kedushim, shimcha, and shimcha is only a ray of the shechina, and atar is the essence of the shechina. When a person does mitzvahs, he brings on the atar kodesh, and therefore, through the yidden, the mekachi shmecha, they bring down this ultimate revelation of Elokus. Vine min ha-mitzvah, so the mitzvah somebody does, nasa levushim lenefesh, becomes garments for the soul. As Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, the Torah learning we do in this world is the food of the neshama in Gan Eden, because food you digest internally, learning you digest internally. The mitzvahs we do become the garments of the neshama in Gan Eden. Like it says in the Zohar, the pasuk Avram zokim baba yamim. Avram was old coming in days, being in Yem and Eloin. In the days of above, the Levushim, which become the garments. Meaning, what does it mean? Fishai, they are mitzvahs, mamshech, or makif. Through the mitzvahs, they bring down this encompassing or. From the level of Sevim Kol Almin, of the encompassing level, because again, we learn mitzvahs are Levushim encompassing levels. So therefore, they bring down the encompassing level of Elokus. And l'chein nasa levush l'nishmasi, therefore mitzvah becomes the garment of the soul, shetei nafshi through the b'tzarechayim. Then the nefesh should be bound up in the bond of life, together with Elokus. Like we learned, because how in the world can a limited neshama enjoy the rays of godliness in Gan Eden? So the answer is, he's prepared. How is he prepared? He has garments that allow him to handle this revelation of Elokus. But there's a problem. He says like this. Achinei Amro, but Chazal tells us, the Gemara says, Afilu Peshi Yisrael, even the rebellious, intentional sinner Jews, Mlei Mitzvah Kirimen, Mikamo Kim, and Mamshichen Klum. So now the Rebbe is asking a very simple question. It says in the Gemara, they're full of mitzvahs, like a remain, like a pomegranate, which means they bring down the level of Kedusha, but the Chedah Rishon don't bring down anything. They're not doing Torah mitzvahs. The inyan is sham shochas kedusha yena. How do you bring down this kedusha of above? Is through simcha shom mitzvah dafka. It's through simcha of the mitzvah, not through the mitzvah itself necessarily, but it has to be the simcha of the mitzvah, like it says in the pasuk tacha sishuli avadat hashem alakecha b'simcha, that you don't have the same level of simcha that you have in gashmistika things. Simcha, where does simcha come from? How do you put on tefillin? Where do you get all of a sudden simcha? I mean, where do you get happiness by putting on tefillin? He said, mispad is bein, and this is through the meditation. The level of adena niflois. He said, the way you come to simcha is very simple. You realize what you accomplish by doing a mitzvah. That you connect yourself to the essence of Hashem, which is above everything physical and everything spiritual, and you connect it to the essence. He says, therefore, that itself, because you realize what you're accomplishing. It's like, if somebody realizes that, that we can relate to more, they're putting on tefillin, you're going to get $1 million. So that you put on tefillin, they'll be happy. So this is what, you're not getting $1 million. $1 million is nothing, garbage. This you're getting, but I collect garbage, by the way. But here we're saying, what are you bringing down? Something higher than all physical, all spiritual. That's chamar chivani, not the white color, which is the level of einagalin, lesanig al Hashem mamish. Okay, so he says, so the prayer, what happens? What's the simcha shemitzvah? He said before, white wine, which is a level of purity of atik, that's what happens when a person does a mitzvah. So when you do a mitzvah, what's the simcha of the mitzvah? The fact that look what you're attaching yourself to. But first you need to drink red wine. Now the white wine comes after the red wine, which is yayin ha-meshaker, wine that makes you drunk. What does that mean? Shubachinas gvura the kedusha. It's the level of gvura's power of kedusha. Lisapcha chashech l'ner to transform darkness to light. Umerir olamisk and bitterness to sweetness. Then yisanek al Hashem. Then at that time you'll have the pleasure in Hashem. But Tainikam Shachas earns a Baruchu and the bringing down of Elokus. In other words, he says like this. First you need the power of getting rid of evil, and then you're able to understand how you connect to Hashem by doing a mitzvah. Because the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya the expression, if you're all the way down, if you're bound all the way down, how in the world are you going to be able to go all the way up? The Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, if somebody thinks, the Beinoni, could think they could elevate their foreign thoughts, you know, to Kedusha, like a tzaddik can elevate klipa to, evil to Kedusha, so he says, if a Beinoni thinks that he can elevate his thoughts of evil to Kedusha, he says, what are you, who are you fooling? He says, you're all the way down here in garbage, and you expect to elevate it to Kedusha. So first you need to get rid of the garbage. That's the red wine, the Yayin HaMeshaker. And then you come to the higher level of Yayin Love, and then you can have the level of Simcha Shemitzvah, because now that you're not disconnected from Hashem, you got rid of the disconnection, now you're able to be connected. L'chein yismach libei. Bekiyim ha-mitzvahs asher kedshanu b'mitzvahsiv. To bring the... See, that went backwards. Tainug is shaykh achir emili ha-ratzin. Because when can you have tainug? After you do what Hashem wants you to do. Kshen yismalu ritzayni v'cheftzay. When you fulfill the will of Hashem. Masha yecheshik ha-mitzava. What Hashem wants you to do then... Yisanik, then you can have pleasure. If he doesn't have such a level of desire to Hashem, in other words, you can only enjoy something when you really want it. If you don't really want it, then you're not going to enjoy it. So he says, first you have to have the desire to become close to Hashem. Then, once you have the desire to become close to Hashem, that's what you want. And then you get there, so then you have the tainuk. L'chein tzarech l'er, t'chile b'chines gvura sal yirida sh'rochem yashem b'tachlis. Therefore, before a person does a mitzvah, what they really need to do is feel how low the neshama fell down. And therefore, the neshama wants to be connected to Hashem. O befrat mi yilies mi mori, d'chushman, to be a person who makes a reckoning with themselves. Min ha-maisim ad-vodiburim ha-machshavis. Of the thought, speech, and action, asher lo ila shamem, which were not for the sake of Hashem, meaning it's aved, it's not Torah mitzvahs. And then he'll return to Hashem and have rachmanis on him, like it says, olakei olam rachem mecha rabim, with great mercy you should have pity on us. So the Alter Rebbe says like this, mitzvahs bring down the essence of Hashem. Now, as he said also, we are mekachi shmecha, we make Hashem's name holy, because what causes Hashem to reveal himself, like we learned yesterday? When we do a mitzvah, that forces Hashem to do the mitzvah. When Hashem does the mitzvah, by definition means Elokus is revealed along the way. But before that, we need to first get rid of the evil and have a desire to become close to Hashem.
Hashem,
have a wonderful day. Have an easy
path. Minchas 4:25, don't forget.